The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 29. Gentlemen, the director of Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Junkin.
Thank you, Bob Warren. First of all, friends, a very, very sincere thank you for the many, many wonderful letters about last week's broadcast. It is very rewarding to know that thousands of you good people out there actually took the trouble to write us postcards and letters telling us you enjoyed our program. There are not many shows which have so many wonderful, loyal listeners. You have no idea how much we appreciate hearing from you. This week, we welcome a new author to Radio City Playhouse, Mr. Bill Devlin. His script is titled Weather Ahead and stars Joe DeSantis as Luke Kaplan. Most of you will remember Joe DeSantis for his remarkable performance some time ago on the Playhouse in a story called The Promise. Since that time, he has been making movies, and we're very happy to welcome him back to our show. Assisting him are Robert Clark and Donald Curtis, two extremely talented young actors whom we know you will want to hear again soon. Here, then, is Joe DeSantis in Weather Ahead by William Devlin, Attraction 29 on Radio City Playhouse.
My name is Luke Kaplan. I'm really a pretty kind sort of a Joe. The only thing wrong with me is my wife. She killed a man. I was in charge of the Regency Airlines emergency landing field near San Jose, Guatemala. It was a pretty out-of-the-way place, but that was all right with me. It was pretty wet, too. Once the rainy season starts down there, that's it. Irv Corella was my assistant. One of those wonderful, rare-type guys that... Well, we got along fine. We spent most of our time in the flight control tower looking out over the scrubby little field. There was just us and a few native maintenance men. The tower got kind of tiresome. It was about 12 feet square, rough wood, glass around the sides, a radio transmitter, a couple of microphones, typewriter. Nothing very elaborate. And it rained and rained and rained. Irv was kind of funny about the rain. He liked it.
Luke, wonderful, isn't it?
What's wonderful?
The rain. Cool and clean and wonderful.
Yeah.
I always feel good when the rainy season starts.
There'll be 6 inches of water on that field in a week, and you're happy.
So the old shack will be washed away. What do we care?
Not much.
Now we can start drinking. No more flights in here for 3 months. Oh, you loving little raindrops, you.
And in a week, we'll be going nuts.
Not me. I don't care if we never see another plane.
Well, that's what you said last year.
Give me the rainy season every time. It's sack weather, kiddo. Sack weather.
How much sleep can a guy get?
What's the matter with you, Luke? I thought you were looking forward to it.
Well, I was. Now that it's here, I hate it.
Aren't you getting a bit temperamental?
Maybe.
Boy. Really coming down.
Another 3 or 4 hours and that field would be a swimming pool.
Yeah. Good night, I'll be glad to get away from here. You know, I thought this hitch would never end. Mind you, I'm not complaining. I don't mind the rain the way you do, but give me a job at Idlewild LaGuardia, old brother.
This is C-428 calling San Jose Tower. C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Over.
That pilot must be off his nut. What's he calling us for?
Mm-hmm.
San Jose Tower calling C-428. San Jose Tower calling C-428. Over.
Hello, Tower. Out of Tehuantepec, 10 minutes north of your station. Request weather. Over.
You don't have to request it. He's got it.
Tell C-428, this field is closed. Repeat, this field is closed.
Tell him to come back next year when the plumbing's fixed.
San Jose Tower calling C-428. What's your destination? Over.
San Jose Tower... Destination, your field. Your field. Why are you closed?
Can you see storms to south of you?
Yes, southeast, it looks heavy.
Ceiling here is zero. Visibility zero. Heavy rain. Field still dry, but soaking fast. Suggest you fly over mountains and try Guatemala City. Over.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Roger. Out.
Well, guess we got rid of him. Now, but before we so rudely interrupted, I was a big shot at LaGuardia or Idlewild. Oh, brother, am I going to have fun in New York? Just 3 more months down here, and then boom, I'm gone. Just like that, I'm gone.
Be quite a change for you, Irv. After 2 years in this wilderness, you won't know how to act.
I'll learn. What if the boss got someone to take my place?
Probably.
Yeah. Shanghaied some poor dope the way he did me. There I was, like a sparrow, enjoying New York life. He comes along with his fancy talk about the romantic tropics. Boy, are they romantic.
Well, I'll be sorry to see you leave, Irv.
Look, Jungle Jim, I'll be so glad to see your ugly puss for the last time. Yeah, I'll miss you, Luke.
Thanks.
Luke.
Yeah?
Luke, why are you staying? Why don't you get out?
I'm not planning to see New York again.
Luke, for 2 years, you've been on the verge of spilling the whole story to me. I know there's something funny. I know it's something about your wife and... Well, it's none of my business.
It isn't that I don't trust you, Irv. It's just...
Well, you talked a bit once when you're tight.
I did?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Not much. I know about your wife, that's all. I know she knocked off some guy.
Well, forget it.
Okay.
Just forget it.
Nobody blames you for getting drunk.
That's fine.
Why don't you tell me? Luke, I'm the guy that's been your pal for 2 years.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Over.
I thought we'd gotten rid of Superman here. San Jose Tower calling C-428. San Jose Tower calling C-428. Over.
San Jose, have developed roughness in one engine. Can't get altitude for the mountains. Over.
Tell them to try the pass.
Yeah. C-428, there's a pass through the mountains if it isn't closed in with weather. It's on your map. Suggest you try it. Over.
Roger, San Jose. Thanks. Out.
Irv, what else did I say?
When?
When I was drunk.
Oh, no. Your name isn't Kaplan. It's Duncan. Luke Duncan.
Yeah?
Well, you ask me.
Go on.
Well, some guy named Anderson's looking for you. Has been for at least 4 years.
Go on.
He wants you for murder. He's an FBI boy.
I must have been very drunk.
Yeah, you were.
And you helped?
Maybe a little.
What else did I say?
Well, I gathered you married the wrong gal.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Irv, I saw shoot a guy. I saw her stand there with a faint, sweet smile on her face and shoot a guy. You got a cigarette?
Yeah, here.
Thanks. Sometimes at night I dream about it. I can see her pulling the trigger, standing there smiling while this guy... topples over and starts to bleed all over the broad room. That's my wife, Irv. I didn't know her for very long before we were married. I just fell. Fell hard. You've never had that happen to you, have you, Irv?
No.
Swell at the beginning, then when you discover she knows some pretty shady characters, does a little dope peddling on the side, and you start finding out one thing after another that... Well, that convinces you once and for all that you married a... It's pretty hard to take.
Yeah, I guess it is.
When I saw the way she... Oh, what's the use of talking about it?
Go on, Luke, go on. It'll do you good to talk about it.
She framed me at the trial. She and her hired toughs framed me for this murder rap. They sent me to Sing Sing. I got out. Me and 8 other guys made a break and managed to pull it off. They caught 6 of the others. I got away. I've been here ever since.
Oh, but surely, Luke, there's some way of proving that... Well, that you didn't do it. You can't hide out in this hole all your life. Look, I got a little money, Luke.
There's no use starting anything. Thanks for the offer, but there's no use.
But maybe I could help. I could try to find out...
No. No letters, nothing. They can trace the spit on the flap of an envelope. I'm not taking any chances. I'm alive and safe and I'm fine. Just fine.
But, Luke, you can't stay here forever. it isn't so bad when you're 30, but you'll live to be 60.
If I stay here.
Oh, I think it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's a strange thing. The way you feel when you tried for a murder you didn't have anything to do with. It's real strange when you sit there and watch your wife weeping, sighing sometimes. The way she sighed when she killed a slug. And when they sentence you, it isn't strange anymore. It's a nightmare. You get all tied up with hate and fear and mostly hate.
Gee, Luke, I kind of wish I wasn't leaving. You may draw some jerk down here that'll get on your nerves and drive you out of your mind.
Yeah.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Come in, Tower. Over.
San Jose Tower calling C-428. Over.
Can't find that pass. Weather. What now?
They better turn around. They can't come in here. That's a cinch.
Yeah. C-428, you'd better turn around and go back to Tehuantepec. Over.
We'll check engine and gas supply. Out.
Hey, that sounds like trouble. Better alert the crash truck.
Oh, it serves them right. Bothering us when we were having a real interesting conversation.
I don't think we ever had a conversation. Did we, Ernst?
Maybe not. No. That's the way you want it.
I'm nuts.
What?
Siren, don't work.
Oh, it never works when you need it. Must be the rain.
I'll go fix it. Only take a second.
Okay.
Get a clearance on them while we're waiting. I don't understand why we don't have one anyway.
Right. San Jose Tower calling C-428. Come in, C-428. Over.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Come in.
We have no clearance on you, C-428. Give me particulars.
Roger. Twin engine Beechcraft.
Twin engine Beechcraft.
Left Washington, D.C. Thursday. To Brownsville, Texas. Through Veracruz. Tehuantepec to San Jose. Pilot Brown. Joseph Brown. Co-pilot Lewis. John T. One passenger, Anderson, Robert H., destination.
Hey, C-428, you were cut off. C-428. San Jose Tower calling C-428. Come in, please. Over.
Hello, San Jose Tower. Never mind. Scratch passenger name. Out.
Scratch passenger? That guy crazy. Hey. Anderson, holy suffering cow.
Boy, sure is wet out. Siren's okay.
Huh?
The siren, try it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That does it. Get the clearance?
Yeah.
Well, did you or didn't you?
Yeah, I got it.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What are you looking like that for?
Luke, tell me. This guy. Well, it's been quite a while since the killing.
Let's skip it.
Well, yeah, but... Do you think this guy's still after you? I mean, maybe he's dead now or retired or something.
His kind don't die. And he'll never retire until he's found me.
What's his full name, remember?
Remember? I can see it all over. In cloud formations. In the jungle. Vines spelling it out. And there's a group of trees out there that spell his initials. R-H-A. Anderson. Robert Haller Anderson.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's on that plane.
He's what?
He's on that plane. The pilot let it slip and then tried to cover up.
You see that clearance?
Well, I guess that's why we didn't get a regular clearance.
Anderson. Robert H.
Maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe it isn't him at all.
When you find Robert Anderson and me in an out-of-weight joint like this, it's not coincidence.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Come in, Tower. Over.
San Jose Tower calling C-428. Come in. Over.
Running out of gas, Tower. Not enough to go back to Tehuantepec. How about Tapachula? Over.
Tapachula's under repair. You need a helicopter. Stand by, C-428. We'll call back. Out.
Luke, you're crazy. Breaking out of prison is like signing a confession.
Nuts. They dust off the chair every day waiting for me to come back.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe they convict innocent people of murder.
You don't, huh?
No, not in this day and age. The courts don't work that way.
You haven't been around much, have you?
Well, I...
You're a kid. 25, aren't you?
You know I'm 25.
Well, I'm 35. And I'm telling you it happens all the time. Maybe it's not so tough to take if you know you're guilty and they throw the book at you. But when you didn't do anything, and they sew you up on a tight little web of circumstantial evidence, when your wife lies and her friends lie, and finally the jury says you're guilty of murder in the first degree, then you start going crazy.
You decide the whole world's against you.
I got to call that pilot.
Irv, I'm not taking any chances, not anymore.
But couldn't you appeal? With a real smart lawyer, you'd be able to do
something. I did appeal. We lost. I'm not going back and risk the chair for a murder I didn't have anything to do with. I'm just not going back.
What are you
going to
do?
I don't know.
Take to the job?
I don't know. I don't know what I'll do. They just can't land here, that's all. They can't land.
They may have to land.
And let them bail out.
And we spend 5 weeks looking for them in the jungle and then find them all shrunken and ugly? Luke, they've got to come in here.
No.
Yes, Luke, I've got to bring them in. If they want to land, I've got to try and bring them
in. We haven't the equipment. We can't. It's impossible.
San Jose Tower calling C-428. Come in, C-428. Over.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Come in, Tower.
Weather here very bad. If you want to try an instrument landing, we'll do all we can to line you up with the runway.
Tower, that sounds risky to me. We can cruise economically for 30 minutes. How long will the rain last?
Listen to him.
The rain's here to stay. If you hit your tail to a cloud and hang on for around 6 weeks, it might break for 5 minutes. That's the score.
Okay, Tower. We'll pass as close to your field as we can at about 500 feet. Contact us then.
Roger, C-428, out.
Irv, they're not coming in.
Don't talk like that, Luke.
Well, look at it out there.
Well, if the pilot's real good... Are you afraid?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
Listen, you know the natives around here well enough to hide out in the jungle till they give up and go away.
I've been hiding for 4 years.
And you can hide for 2 weeks in the jungle.
No!
I'm sorry, Luke. There's nothing else to do. That pilot'll get down. I just got a feeling he'll make it fine.
I've got a feeling he won't.
When you talk like that, it makes me nervous.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
So Anderson finally caught up with me, huh? It's taken him 4 years, but he finally found me. Buried in his godforsaken hole, and he's found me. Well, maybe that's good. Maybe that's just Andy.
Hello, Tower. C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Over.
San Jose Tower calling C-428. Come in. Over.
I just entered storm. On instruments now. Holding course for your station. Request altimeter setting. Over.
Altimeter setting reads 290.85. I say again.
290.85. 290.85.
That is Roger. Out.
Hear anything?
No.
Wait a minute. Quiet. Stinking lousy rain. Listen. That's it. They'll never make it. It's suicide. No pilot on Earth can bring a plane down in that. Not on this field.
What if they do make it?
You want to bet?
Listen, he's right on the beam. San Jose Tower calling C-428. What is compass heading?
Compass heading 180.
He's pretty hot, Luke.
He'll never make it. Never.
C-428, make left turn and take heading 320.
Left turn 320. Over.
Roger. Out.
They're not gonna make it.
Luke.
Well, what do you want me to say? Come on in and get me? Come on in and take me back and burn me? What am I supposed to do? Rush out and say hello? Glad to see you here. Here I am. Let's go.
If Anderson doesn't get in, they'll send in some other
guy. That'll be another problem at another time.
There are two pilots on that plane, Luke. Maybe with families.
So they should have stayed home.
Luke, you're not that kind of a guy.
He's turned. You can hardly hear him.
San Jose Tower to C-428. Let down to about 50 feet. Keep heading.
50. I say again, 50. 50 feet. Keep heading.
50's too low.
Shh. He's letting down.
One engine sounds bad.
Did you see anything?
You kidding?
Well, we should see him in a second or two.
We'll never see him. We'll never see any of them. They'll never make it. Never.
Where the heck is he?
Never make it. Never.
Up.
We're crying out,
up! Holy suffering cow.
Hello, Tower. Were we too close?
Too close. By inches. Try again. More to right.
They're not coming in, Irv.
Luke, that pilot's hot. He didn't miss that runway by much. I think he'll make it next time. That sort of puts the odds against
you. So
what'd you say? You want to beat it? I'll look you up later. I don't want to go home anyway.
No. I'm tired of seeing his name everywhere I look and everywhere I don't look.
But, Luke, they're going to come in next time. That pilot's hot.
No, they're not coming in.
Luke.
I'll take over.
Listen, Luke, I'll help you. I'll run away with you. But if you're thinking what I think you're thinking... Luke, it's wholesale murder. You can't do it. I won't let you do it.
Give me that microphone.
No.
I'm in charge here. Give me that microphone.
Luke, please, don't be crazy.
You
don't get out of that chair, I'll kill you.
Lou, put that gun down. Good Lord, man, have you lost your mind? I'm your pal. Remember me?
Get out of that chair.
I won't.
He's so good, let him come in himself. Now get out of that chair and give me that microphone.
San Jose, making another run. Putting wing lights on. May help you to see us.
Roger, C-428, come ahead.
Irv, I'll kill you if you don't give me that microphone. I'm not fooling, Irv. I mean it.
Thanks. Now I'll take the chair, too. Thanks.
Luke, he's too high. Tell him he's too high.
He'll find out soon enough.
Luke, you can't do this.
Can't I?
Oh, dear God, you've gone nuts.
Ready for another run. Instructions, please, Tower.
Nice day if it doesn't rain.
Don't take it out on all of them. You're not a murderer.
Anderson thinks I am. So I've decided not to disappoint him.
Tower. Hello, Tower. I'm receiving you. C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Come in, Tower. Over.
You're in line with the runway as far as we can tell.
Roger, Tower.
He's not in line.
He's in line, but he's too high.
Oh, dear God in heaven, do you know what you're doing? Get over there, Irv.
I'm doing this. Now, sit down. Maybe this is the wrong way, but it's the way I'm doing it. And if you want to argue, there's 6 bullets on my side. Now, sit down.
But they're too high, Lou. They'll all be killed. If he levels off at that altitude, they'll all be killed.
That's what I'm counting on.
Not 3 people,
That's
Luke.
Too bad.
Instructions, please, Tower. About to make another run. Putting wing lights on.
He's got it lined up this time, Luke. Luke. Luke, he's too high. Tell him to let down, Luke. Tell him to let down. Luke, you can't do this.
I'm not going back, see? I'm not going back. They think I killed a guy. If I go back, I'll burn. They can only do that to you once. So whether I kill one guy or 30, it doesn't make any difference. I'm not going back.
Luke, please.
Tower, where are you? Am I in line? Instructions, please, Tower. Am I in line?
Answer him, Luke.
No, Luke. For 4 years, I've dodged this guy. Every time I get on a boat, a train, every time I stir out of this stinking, rotten tower, I wonder if Anderson's going to pop out of the jungle at me.
Luke, please don't do that.
Every time I see a big man with a gray hat, there's a quick clutch at my guts. And the sweat comes out of my neck. For 4 years, I've been afraid to stir out of this lousy jungle. Do you know what that feels like, Irv, do you?
You've been through a lot, Irv. But you can't do this. This is more than just one guy, Luke. This is...
For 4 years, I've been afraid of Robert Hall or Anderson. And now I've got him. I know just exactly where he is and what I've got to do. A few feet too low, and who's to know it's my fault?
Irv, if you get out of that chair, I'll kill you.
Oh, God in heaven, look, you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing. You...
Tower, C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Not receiving you. We'll take another run. Instructions, please.
Tell him to let down, Luke. You've got to tell him.
I said if you get out of that chair, I'll kill you.
And you'll have to kill me.
I mean it, Irv. I'll kill you.
I'm going to pick up that microphone and call that pilot. If you want to shoot, go ahead. If you yell all through, go ahead.
Tower, instructions, please. What are you guys doing?
Give me that microphone. Luke, you're crazy. You can't do
I
this.
I can't, Irv. I'll shoot, Irv. I mean it.
You're afraid to shoot me, Luke. Because you yell. Yell all through.
You asked for it. I didn't want to hit you with the gun, Irv. But I'm not going back. Now stay there, see? Just stay where you are, because if you get up, I'll let you have it for keeps.
Tower, for God's sake, help me. Instructions, please. Come in, Tower.
You can crash. That's what you can do. Bring it in. Let's see you bring it in.
You'll pay for this, Luke. Even if they never get you, you'll pay for this for years and years and years. You'll never know that you just sat there and sat there and let 3 people die.
Let them die.
Tower, not receiving you. Tower, please answer me.
Luke, this isn't you. It's the weeks and weeks of heat, the jungle, now rain.
You're sick, Luke. You don't know what you're doing.
Please, Luke, for the love of Almighty God,
shut
don't
up.
Do this.
Shut up.
C-428 calling San Jose Tower. Why don't you answer, Tower? One engine dead completely. Altitude 600 feet. We'll circle Tower once more. Then try crash landing. Cannot locate Beale. Please answer me. Please talk me in. Tower, please talk me in. We're desperate.
We killed them. The three of them. They'll never make it if you don't talk them in. Luke, you're still all right. You didn't kill that guy back in the States, but this is murder, Luke. Three guys, and you're killing me. I'll never leave you. You'll see, always see that plane. It'll crash out there. It'll be flames. They'll burn the soul out of you no matter where you are, the jungles, the ocean. Everything you look, you'll see that plane in flames. It'll burn your guts out for the rest of your life, and I hope you live to be 100.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
Coward, this is our last chance. Please talk me in. Please. We're letting down now. Please talk me in. Are you guys trying to kill us?
Tell him, Luke. Go on. Tell him you're a murderer.
San Jose Tower, calling C-428. All right, C-428. Turn on your landing lights. Yeah. We see you, C-428. Drop it. Drop it. More. More, that's it. All right, now start the level off. Down. A little more. Hold it. Easy. Okay, drop it. That's it. Down. You're on. You're in, C-428. You're in. You're in. You're okay.
Thanks. I'm glad you did that. You can fight this thing. You're innocent.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm innocent and nobody will believe me. Get up off the floor.
You won't be sorry, Luke. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I won't be sorry. Well, Anderson's been chasing me for 4 years. I better get spruced up, huh?
Yeah.
You got a comb?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Irv. Thanks. There. How do I look?
Mere, like a great guy. A very great guy.
Thanks, pal. Here he comes.
Just heard Weather Ahead, Attraction 29 on Radio City Playhouse, as written by Bill Devlin and directed by Harry W. Duncan. Joe DeSantis was Luke Kaplan. Robert Clark was Irv. The pilot was Donald Curtis. The music was specially composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough.
This is Harry Junkin again. Ladies and gentlemen, next week we'll give you another tense, suspenseful play, Blind Vengeance by George Balanch. That's Blind Vengeance, Attraction 30, on Radio City Playhouse. Good night, everybody.
Robert Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.